Down at Third Man, the cricket podcast, talking all things cricket, from club cricket to million-pound franchises to the Test Match Arena, proudly supported by Woodstock Cricket.
Down at Third Man.
All right.
Welcome to the Down at Third Man.
Bastards.
I feel like this should just be a jokey episode, mate.
I feel like it's gamey.
Welcome to the Down at Third Man.
Welcome at the Down at Third Man podcast.
I am putting this in, boys, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, be right.
What's this, like the outtakes? Welcome to the Down at Third Man.
Outtakes time.
We're on episode 45. No, Turner, we're not, mates. We're on about 14.
Right, and with that, welcome to the Down at Third Man podcast. Episode 17.
Episode 17.
And it's been a wet weekend, but not a wet and wild one like Aid likes them. Oh, I shouldn't say that, jeez.
No. Wow.
We've got all three of us tonight, and we've got a special guest. We've got Aid's better half, much better half, Gina, with us. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
Yeah. Facing some saying to that woman.
Yeah.
She deserves a medal. She's the real hero here.
She's only here because she ordered me a curry.
Ah, well. From the old Balti house, I assume.
Oh, yes.
Has to be in the parish, don't you, mate? Before we get started, as always, shout out for Woodstock. Make sure you go and have a look at their gear. Discount code, use it. Don't waste your money. Birdman, 25. Get yourself 25% off. Shout out to Robinson's Brewery and the pubs, because old Nick's gave us another message. Said he's getting sorted some more beers, Jono.
Because
of my mention of Lawton Arms last week. I'm going to start going to Robinson's pub every 2 weeks just to
get them real ales again.
He said he might get some lagers, mate, for me and you, so we might be all right.
Them real ales knock me out, mate.
That's what we like. Right, how are we, boys? I mean, you boys haven't played any cricket, but how are you?
Yeah, I've watched a bit of cricket.
I've watched a bit, actually, this weekend.
That's good then, boys. That's good. Right, shall we get straight into some cricket and then get onto the silliness in a bit?
Should be quick, shouldn't it?
World cricket. There's not much. The IPL was cancelled. It was the right decision, wasn't it? About time. Do we think it'll get completed later in the year or not? We think it's...
too much money involved, mate. Of course it will.
I think that's the issue. I don't think it should.
Be an England either. That's all.
No. As much as I would love to go and watch like Mumbai Indians take on Rajasthan Royals at Old Trafford, it ain't happening, is it? Let's be fair.
Sri Lanka have offered to host it.
Sri Lanka, UAE, Australia. Every man and his dog's willing to do it because they'll earn a few million, won't they? But I would guess UAE or India in September would be the guess. I guess if the World Cup happens in the UAE, the IPL probably will, won't it? Meant the England players are back, though, so they've all now arrive back into quarantine. Do we reckon that'll mean a bit of a shake-up now for the New Zealand test? Do we think the IPL lads, like Wokes, will come back in? Or do you think England will stick to whatever the plan was?
No.
You're not play sticking best. To the plan, mate.
You basically play your best team, mate, don't you?
Yeah, play your best team.
Yeah. Do we want to have a quick chat about who you think the best team is?
No.
Chris Wokes.
Chris Wokes. I think the most underrated cricketer, get him in.
Chris Wokes at 7.
Butler come back in, I assume?
Yes.
Do you think that means no folks, I would assume? James Gracie, might he still get a game? Sibley might not be fit.
Oh, yeah, Sibley's done. Does he done his hand or something?
He's done his fingers, hasn't he, or something? Yeah. So,
I have watched a bit of Middlesex on Sky this week, and James Gracie, both with bat and gloves, rather impressive.
I think it's a matter of time. It's just whether both him and Ollie Robinson, do they get a go before the Ashes, or will it be a case of they come in next year after we've probably lost the Ashes and a few people have been thrown under the bus?
I think Bracey's got more of a chance.
I do, because I think there's spaces, isn't there, at the top of the order still that are debatable.
20 bowls.
Yeah. But there's been some good bowling performances this week. County Championship, Jimmy Anderson was back, which was great to see. Took a couple of wickets, got Marnus out.
Oh, yeah, he got that Mong out, didn't he?
Yeah, going to win the Ashes now, we are, boys, telling you. Mm. So, you know, can but Can't but hope that's us going to win. Just having a quick look through Somerset. You know, Somerset were set a total of 2 to win the game today. So they won by 10 last night. So they won by 10 wickets.
Imagine if they knocked it off for like 2 down.
Nah, surprisingly not. Lancashire Glamorgan was a ball draw because of rain. Leicestershire Surrey was a ball draw because of getting lots of runs. Northants won by an innings and 120 runs against Sussex. Good performance from them. I think one bowler got 9 for in the game and another one got a 10th, didn't they? To take some doing. Notts won again. So they're having not won for nearly 3 years, won 2 in a row. Beat Essex by an innings and 30 runs. Warwickshire Worcestershire was a bit of a ball draw. And then Yorkshire Kent, another ball draw. I think a lot affected by rain, want it to be fair. Bit moist out there. Say the least. Internationals, let's be honest, Pakistan are absolutely dicking Zimbabwe. I believe, Zimbabwe have got 1 wicket remaining and still trail by 158 runs in the second innings. Don't think, might be wrong, I don't think that's going to last much into day 4, if I'm honest.
Hasn't Babar Azam got like 2 runs and 2 innings, though, which is
impressive. Yeah, he got 2 off 8 balls. Ali got 126. Abid Ali got 215 off 407 balls. And Nauman went and got 97.
Nauman.
I swear Babar Azam got a duck in the first test as well.
I think he did, yeah.
I'm going to check now.
Not having
did some good net, mate. I don't think he's gone past 5.
Yeah, he's not having a good run at the moment.
Oh, we got a Foss Bowie, save you.
Blessing Muzurabani has got Blessing Muzurabani. Laddie, who? You can have one. He is a replacement pro almost at one point, wasn't it? A big blessing from Zimbabwe.
I think a couple of years ago, mate, we nearly did have him a sub pro.
Yeah, he took a 3-for. He was the pick of the bowlers, but yeah, they're not going to. I don't think there's going to be much play tomorrow, to say the least. South Africa announced a tour to the West Indies and said that because of the IPL being called off, Morris, AB de Villiers, Imran Tahir, hopefully all going to be available for South Africa, ready for the World Cup. Matt, should be a big boost to them, shouldn't it, to be fair?
I'm sure the West Indies are shitting themselves at just the thought.
And then, last but not least, Jono's favourite thing was announced. The T10 League will be back in, I think, is it November and December?
It's the finest display of professional cricket I've ever seen in my life.
As I said.
The only place where you can see a man taking his top off and still fielding.
Mate, I have never seen a 16-year-old leggy from Yorkshire bowl to one of the best players in the world and then, as you say, watch a bloke with fucking no top on chase it at square leg. Fucking unbelievable stuff, that.
Incredible.
A few chuckers as well, aren't there, mate?
There's a few chuckers. Some big lads as well. I'm a big fan of the big lad.
Ah, we all love a big lad.
That's all for this team.
Yeah, and ours. Fucking tell me about it. Right, seeing as we haven't got much North Staff's action to talk about, I'm just going to have a quick chat about the 100s.
Oh, hang on. We watched some, mate. I got live footage from Aid from one of the games.
One of the 2 games.
Yeah.
Go on then, we'll talk about North Staff's now. Go on, we'll have a little chat about it. What was it like, dude, up Alwyth, other than dry?
Very dry.
Bloody hell. Fucking miracle that was.
It was entertaining.
What the did you make of the 2 sides?
Alwyth very good, Woodlane not so very good. Being politely. Woodlane have got probably 3 or 4 very good players. And then some
rather, not very good.
No, obviously those are decent cricketers, but I think for that league, they're not probably good enough.
Yeah.
To be nice.
Yeah, fair enough. Alwyth very good though.
Alwyth 2 spinners look very good.
Yeah.
And the left armour was quite sharp.
Oh, decent.
I think is it Ben Holt? Is it Ben
Holt? Yes, Holt. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's quite sharp. Didn't see him bat, but that was all I saw from. When we were there.
Yeah, so the only 2 games of the day were in Div 1. You say Alwyth beat Wood Lane. And then
our good friends from Little Stoke would never forgive us if we failed to mention their great day that they had.
Yeah, they worked hard with Nike to get the game on.
Yeah.
I think they must have tired themselves out, helping out, I reckon, lads, because 30 all out in 14 overs is not the best day at the office. I don't believe anyone got to double figures either.
Yeah.
Are you going to struggle when you get 30 turn, to be fair?
Well, you never know. There's been occasions where I've seen teams out for 13, 14, and one lad's at 12 of them, so you never know. And unsurprisingly, Knight knocked it off. So I think Little Stoke struggling a little bit at the bottom, I think it's fair to say. And I think its suggestions are that Alworth will be up there, but maybe Wood Lane or another side that might be struggling a little bit. But that was the only action, really, wasn't it, yesterday? Been some cup games today. For second teams, which has been good to see people getting out there, but I don't think we'll delve too deeply into that other than hope everyone had a good game. Right, the 100. It is less than.
There was a tie today, though.
Was there? We'll go on then. I do like a tie.
Burslem versus. You did Burslem. Burslem versus. What am I doing? It's today. Burslem or Sager, 127 all out, plays 127 all out. Burslem won on what I can only assume is run rate.
Oh, run rate, not super overs or anything.
No, because they knocked them off an over before Paul Sage got bought. Knocked them off. Got bowled out an over before Paul Sage did, basically.
Nice.
Oh, and that was a run out. I bet that was absolute carnage.
Oh, great. That's what we love to see.
Let me just... Oh, God. I'm just looking at the... they needed, by the looks of what I'm seeing here, they needed one to win.
Nice. How many overs were left?
Seven and a half.
Oh, wow.
They needed one to win. Dear. And then lost three wickets for no runs, as far as I know.
Oh, no.
So, a lad batting at, what's he batting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The lad batting at 8 got out for 3. Then the lad came in at 10, got a first baller. And then the lad at 11 got run out without scoring.
Deal.
But they won anyway.
Oh, fair enough.
The lad who batted 11 who knocked back 5 balls almost cost him the game because they nearly lost on run rate.
Bloody hell.
He could have just shouldered arms.
Fucking great stuff.
Berserk.
Ah, don't you just love a bit of village cricket, eh? Fuck me. By the way, I just want to give a shout out to a couple of our lads yesterday who, despite the fact the ground was 50% underwater, said they were hopeful that the game might be on. Don't know what fucking world they were in.
No, or, mate.
Wasn't the same planet as me. I turned up and asked whether I could get my flip-flops on because I was getting soaked.
I went for 8 o'clock, mate, and I was like straight back to bed. Today, mate.
Rain card.
There were some rain cards played Friday.
Definitely. Definitely.
I didn't actually play one for some. I don't know why. I was actually sensible. I was in for 10 o'clock or half 10.
Poor from you. Right then. What I've got down for chat about is 100. I say it starts in just on, well, bit less than 100 days now. The final has sold out at Lords. I've got tickets to go. I don't know if either of you boys are planning to go any or if you're
just
watching. Or
just one of the games?
No, just one of the games. You know, ain't made of money, lad. Ain't money. Made of money, mate. First of all, do we think it was needed having a new tournament or of some form?
No.
No.
See, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say yes.
I don't think I'll watch any of it.
Do you? I reckon you'll watch loads.
Unless I'm very bored and I've got nothing to do.
I reckon.
Yes, then.
Yeah, I reckon once 2 games in and people are absolutely mashing it miles, I reckon you'll soon find yourself, oh, actually, I want to watch this.
Are they going to be mashing it miles, mate? Because we've got a T10 league, we've got a T20 league. No one moshes it miles there, do they? We turn around and go, ooh.
What can you bowl like 12 balls and over or 10 balls and over?
You can bowl a 10 ball over if you want, man.
Use everything like people are going to start joining cricket for, like watching this and then they're going to be like, oh, what? You can also bowl 6 balls and over.
Well, that was my next point. As much as I think it was needed that you needed a new competition, it needed to be 8 cities, it needed to be on free to air TV, I do not think that they needed to start messing with what overs are and stuff like that. I can understand the 100 ball thing. I sort of get that they wanted it to be shorter so it fits in a time slot. Fair enough, I get that. But if you're going to do it, just bowl like 16 normal over or 50 normal overs, then make the last over. Yeah, make the last
eight
over.
Eight aside.
Well, I wouldn't go eight aside. I'd still keep it 11, but I know what you mean. Why not just do a 15 over thing? Or, as I say, 100 balls, I wouldn't mind if it was 15, six overs, 16 ball over, six ball overs, should I say. And then the last over's a 10 ball over, like a special over or some bollocks. You know how much they like to rename things and get it sponsored. You could just see the like the cinch super over, super smash over some bollocks. But I think the ECB could have done a lot better with it, as in not telling people it's not for them. I don't think that was ever a smart idea, was it, saying it's not for you, it's for the people who don't watch cricket. Well, that's a bit stupid, isn't it? Let's be fair. But it's all for the kids, isn't it, if we're honest? So how do you think you make cricket better for kids? I've always been interested to see if people think there's a way to make it better for kids or not.
That's a very good question.
I'm just wondering if, like, what do we think actually gets kids interested? Because that's the whole point of the 100, isn't it? The whole idea is to get it on TV and hope that kids love it, because kids haven't watched any cricket other than the World Cup final since 2005 when we were kids. So I understand that.
Draws, mate.
You love getting rid of a draw, don't you, mate?
Mm.
I think it's going to be a lot of...
It is obviously going to be shorter formats. We'll get, obviously, kids involved, won't it? Because more entertainment means more people are likely to play, aren't they? But
yeah.
I just think it just complicated it too much with all these different rule changes and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't need to do it, did they? They've tried to... They've, like, thought about it so
hard. They've gone too far, haven't they, a little bit?
They've been that thinking about it that hard and that desperate to make it different. They've now gone past what they should have done, haven't they, really?
Mm.
Which is a shame, but I'm just hopefully it'll be a success because they've pumped shitloads of money in it.
I really hope they don't introduce it to the North Staff League, because there's no way I am bowling 10 balls and one over without blood out my arse.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. Fucking hell.
The struggle enough with six.
Running up bank as well, dude. You'd be fucked.
You bowl two balls in that friendly and you said, you come up to me and goes, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, but I've also not bowled an over in a competitive game of cricket for about 7 or 8 years, so...
Yeah, fair point.
Well, I think when it comes to the 100, we'll talk about it more when it's happening and it's actually cricket and not just some mad idea that's loitering in the background for old men to moan about at the moment.
What days are they played on?
Throughout the week, mate, random days and stuff. So there'll be all sorts of it at night, obviously. I think the one good thing with it is it's giving massive what's it towards, obviously, the women's game as well, which is obviously good for young girls who are watching and for women's cricket. But I think it'll be an interesting tournament, to say the least. Whether it lasts past the first couple of years is, I think, another big question. Whether it actually starts to make money, or at least shows that you've got the viewing figures and stuff and more kids are involved. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the summer alongside all the other stuff that's going on. But I now believe it is time for us to take on the Quickfire Challenge ourselves, is it not, Jono?
Oh, no.
I can't wait.
But, I mean, do I dare ask who's going to go first?
Oh, no.
Well, it's got to be the man, the myth, the legend, the owner, the creator of the Down at Third Man pod going first, hasn't it? Surely.
Not you then, mate. Sound.
How many runs did you get today, Turner?
Let's not talk about that, mate. Big fat two. Wasn't a duck, so I didn't get minus points on me fantasy team.
How did
team.
You get bowled?
Missed a big full toss straight one, mate.
Did you?
Got bowled by a lad with... he was a lovely lad and a very good player.
Did he get you out?
He got me out, but someone needs to, A, take him to the barbershop because he's got a bit of a mullet going on, and I'm not being funny, but it's a no-no. And he also makes TikToks of himself opening FIFA packs. It's also a no-no for me.
Yeah,
so as much as he was a nice lad and a good player, we just need to have a little quiet word about that.
You have too. Just insulted Ollie Horne, by the way, mentioning the mullet.
Ollie Horne's into mullet, mate. This is a top-notch bob. I like it.
Patrick Swayze, incredible.
Yeah. Right then, so have I got to go first? Is that what you're trying to tell me, you bastard?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, then.
Do I need the time?
You can time if you want, mate, or we can just go through all the questions.
Oh, go through all the questions. Let's provide the listeners with value.
We do need to make it quick fire, otherwise it's not a quick fire round.
Oh, I'll try and answer them.
Mate, nothing has ever been quick from me, has it? Let's be fair.
No, I have seen you run, to be fair.
Exactly, mate.
So am I asking your questions, Tierney?
You can do, mate. I'll trust you.
That's fine. We won't time them. We'll just have music, eh? Oh, look at listen to that. Are we ready?
Go for it, mate.
Highest score?
61 last week, mate.
Best bowling?
Fuck knows. About 1 for 6 or 7.
It bodes well. Favourite ground?
Oh, shit. Port Hill. I like Port Hill.
Which one?
As in the real Port Hill, not fucking Scott A. Jesus.
Favourite teammate?
All of them.
Most annoying teammate.
Favourite teammate?
Most
annoying? Oh, Louis Kidd.
Best cricketing moment?
Last week.
Oh,
we should have done
worst cricketing moment? Getting out last week.
Yeah. No, Golden Duck as captain in the semi-final. Fucking fuming.
Well batted. Best professional played with?
None. I don't play with professionals, mate. I'm shit.
Best amateur played with?
Cheers, mate.
I'm going to go, Das Sanders probably with a bat.
Okay.
Oh, frick.
Sorry, mate.
Best club innings you've ever seen?
I answered this before. Graham Hall, Road Park. Nice. Great knock.
Best club bowling innings you've ever seen?
Paul Mason and Keyman together. They took like 9 for 4 runs.
Lovely. Favourite food?
Burgers. Yeah, all of them.
Oat cake filling of choice?
Cheese and bacon.
After game drink?
Lager, Budweiser, something like that.
Red Bull or White Bull?
Red Bull.
And the final one, me or Aid?
Oh. You. You every day of the week, mate.
What a prick. Yeah. That's a great question.
Fuck you, Willie.
Oh, God, I knew that. If only people could see the look on Aid's face when I asked the question.
I didn't know that was one of the questions.
Oh, God.
Right. Who's going next?
Oh, I think it's only fair if we ask young Adrian.
I'll let you ask the questions again then, Jono. Okay. I'll let you be the master.
I'm all over. Are you on music duty?
It's ready.
Okay. Here we go. Adrian.
Hello, sir.
Highest score?
85 not out.
I think that's a lie. Best bowling?
6 for 30 odd.
Favourite ground?
Big Land.
Okay. Favourite teammate?
I haven't got any, they're all pricks.
Most annoying teammate?
Kieran
himself.
Peake.
Yeah, I would hasten to agree on that one. Best cricketing moment?
Getting my old man out.
Worst cricketing moment?
Josh Rhodes hit me for 6 fours.
Oh. Best professional played with?
Abdul Razak.
Best amateur played with?
Liam Banks.
Best club innings you've ever seen?
Oh dear. Probably Abdul Razak at Longton, about 120 odd.
Well batted, mate. Best club bowling you've ever seen?
Ooh. I'm probably going to go Sonny. I can't remember if it was against, might have been Allsage, like 7 for not many.
Very nice. Favourite food?
Curry.
After game drink?
Anything that's paid for.
By someone else, you mean?
Yes, by someone else.
Not by you.
Preferably lager.
Oatcake filling of choice?
Sausage and cheese.
Red Bull or White Bull?
Red Bull.
Most attractive member of the Lello family?
Well, I would say myself, because obviously it's a bit interbred if I say anyone else.
You love yourself then, okay. Gina or the lads?
The lads.
Me or Turner?
None of you. You're all parts, mate.
I think that is a good answer. I like that. I think you've got away well there. You've done very well.
Bastard. Hang on, I'm going to say not Turner because Turner tried to kill me once in a car.
Hey, save your life, Harded, honest.
Save me life? You flipped me over into a field, mate.
Hey, it's a story for life, little lad. It's a story
for life.
It's
like Emmerdale.
You love Emmerdale. Andy Stenders. Is that him?
Kane Dingle.
Right, who's asking, Jono? Are you asking, dude?
I don't know what the questions are, mate.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. I'll Let send Jono you the questions, send them, mate. Just... You. He won't be able to read my writing. That's the only problem.
Oh, God.
It'd be a disaster. Proper teacher's handwriting.
Beautiful stuff. Bit of scroll.
This scroll.
Oh, he sent a photo. Oh, God. What is... You remember your teacher, mate?
Exactly.
Doesn't teach English, do you, mate?
No, no.
Don't do handwriting. Jesus.
Go on, then. I'm ready.
I'm not.
Come on. You're the man. You should know the questions at like, back of your hand.
Okay.
Right. Fuck it. Let's go.
Music starting.
I score.
104 not out. Twice.
Was that against a team that had about 8 men?
No.
The blind school.
Best bowling figures.
535.
Bullshit. He knows that very
Favourite
well.
Ground.
Winnington.
Ooh. Favourite teammate.
Stephen Brealey.
Oh, he's not. Oh, no. Best cricketing moment.
Getting promoted to Division 1 in the rain at Cheadle when we got dipped.
Worst cricketing moment.
Getting relegated from Division 1 in the rain, having got dipped.
Best pro played with.
Ooh, you're going to hate me. Kim Barnett.
Oh, no. Yeah. End the call. Best amateur played with.
Sir Hales Roof.
Ooh. Worst pro played with.
Worst pro played with.
I'm mixing it up.
Is he struggling because he's played with lots of shit ones, or because he's
no,
not played
you can't
with
answer that because they're all good. No,
no, no, no, you can, mate. I'm not moving pass. On until you answer.
No, no, pass. Move on.
Biggest pipe in Bingleland first team.
Biggest pipe in Bingleland first team. Kieran Peake.
Yes, I like that. Where am I now? Best club innings.
Best club innings I've ever seen. It's a Hales Roof, Checkley away, 100 and lots. And we only got about 150 and he got 130 of them.
Surely it was me at least.
No.
Okay. Best club bowling.
Sonny, Arslan Mir, against Sandyford in the 2020. I think he defended 3 off the final over with no men on the leg side. And we all thought he was nuts, but he did it. So fair dues.
Favourite food?
Oh, pizza.
After game drink? He doesn't drink after
Water,
game.
Water, athlete.
Oatcake filling of choice?
Sausage, egg and cheese double.
Oh, nice. Mm. Red Bull or White Bull?
Red.
How many times have you had COVID?
Several. Nearly died.
Right. There we go.
Brilliant. That was wonderful, boys. I'll be honest, I don't really know
what
to say.
What am I supposed to say for worst prayer? They're professional cricketers, mate. That's why they're professional cricketers.
Yeah, but there must have been a bad one.
No, I've also missed as well for best pro played with, but also left out Tahir Mughal.
I thought you were going to say that, to be fair.
Well, I wanted to, but I was only in my early teens, so I was literally like a first team fill-in. So I didn't think it was fair to pick him. He was absolutely... I watched a lot of him. But, yeah, I think that would have been fair. Obviously, if people don't know, he died in the winter. Great bloke, Bingleland legend, Silverdale legend, local league legend. Supposedly, so the article read on the... Crick info after he died, the best seamer never to play for Pakistan.
Yeah, fair shot.
Some like 530 wickets bowling seam up in Islamabad, mate.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Decent screw that is. But yeah, I was going to pick Terry, but didn't think it was fair. He did it Dan Redfern for a 6, which I'm pretty sure is still in orbit now, even though it was about 15 years ago. If anyone knows Leeside Cricket Club, Dan Redfern was bowling from the top end of the driveway and Terry launched him for a 6, which went over the end house at the far end of houses.
Wow. That's an it.
It was fucking enormous.
That'll be like a ractomus off my bowling meat in a couple of weeks, that one.
Yeah. Someone will have to speak to NASA and explain that there is a fucking UFO in the area.
Brilliant.
What's the best sledge you've received?
Best sledge I've ever received is an easy one. It was given to me by Harvey Holt, who was playing for Port Hill Second at the time. It was a day we lost the toss and got stuck in at home. And Rhodesy opened the batting with me. He won't forgive me for this. Rhodesy was out. I think it was first ball of the game. I think we were none for one. It was either first ball of the game or it was his first ball. We were none for one anyway. We then proceeded to get about 270 for one. I think Sonny got 120-odd and I ended up 80-odd not out. But I was literally just knocking it around and watching him bat from the other end because he just twatted it everywhere. There was rain on the way. And while I'm just literally, and I mean I'm literally just knocking it around and watching him bat. And I think Harvey Holt was at gully and he gave me some shit about not basically playing a shot in anger and we got 200 for one on the board. Why aren't you having a go? Yada, 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 yada. So I took a couple of steps down and absolutely larruped one through cover and held the pose and just watched all of his teammates give him shit for a few minutes as I just looked at him. That was quite a satisfying moment.
Fair play.
And then it pissed down just after we bowled him out a couple of hours later. That was a good day.
I think I remember that one, to be fair.
Might get the scorecard up, actually. It was a very, very, very good day.
Oh, no. How expensive was I?
I'll stand by.
What's yours, Tierney?
Best sledge? I don't know. Probably a lad, I think it was last year, who just went, tear to me, went, you're not very fucking good, are you? But no, well done, mate. Well done. I was like, I'm still in. I was on like 20 on it. I was like, I'm still in. So you can't be much good either, to be fair. But I'm still batting. But yeah, that was probably it. It's nice and simple. Although I must admit, I quite enjoyed one lad last year basically just asking me, what would I be ordering from the curry house tonight? Because he couldn't decide. That was a good 20-minute conversation with our keeper last year. Interesting conversation.
Found the scorecard, Lal.
Oh, no.
We got 215 off 40 overs declared. Joshua Rhodes, none off one.
Save it.
The pro got 134 off 120.
Well batted.
Not out. And I was 75 off 100, not out. We declared after 40 overs. And they were 106 all out. Your figures were 3 for 55 off 12.
That's expensive.
It was 4.5 and over. The pro had a great day, though. He got 5 for 18 off 13.
Wow.
That's a good day. That's a very, very, very good day.
Who got the other two wickets?
Simon Howell.
The legend.
2 for 6 off 6. Caught the cricketing badger.
Mitch Edwards.
Bloody hell.
The lesser spotted Mitch Edwards.
Has he played yet, by the way?
I'm just having a look. Yes, he has. In Nipers Lee's second team.
Good lad.
He got a duck first week.
Okay. Sorry.
Didn't he get 100 last year? Yeah, he got a duck and he was bowled by a girl. Not that that's bad, but...
No.
Sorry, Mitch. But he did. Oh, God. Oh my God. He's just brought an absolute memory back for me, though. I just had a look at Mitch's top scores here. 155 not out against Wootton. Can you remember Wootton?
I'll tell you the story about that, mate. I will tell you the story. I was not there, but I've heard the story because I was in the same team.
That's amazing.
Me and my old man were away, and I heard Mitch Edwards cannot stand up straight. Someone had to put his pads on for him.
Yes, I've heard that story.
Went and got 155 not out.
How and why?
Because he loves the sesh.
Okay, with you.
I still remember the time me and you went watching play Audley in the cup, and he was about 5 pints deep then and hit a ton against Audley when they were a prem side. Fucking, how can you be better when you've seen four balls, man? Fucking no, never right, that. Never right. Right, lad, shall we quickly have a little bit of prediction time and look at next week's fixtures? Because hopefully the rain will piss off.
I know. I got the fixture right because I said called off.
Yeah, you definitely got that right. You said plenty of rain last week.
Let me get the fixtures up, shall I?
You go for it, Marmot.
Let me get the fixtures. Right, okay. What's the weather? Let's have a look at the weather first off, see if that...
Damp, probably.
Is it a wee bit damp?
I think it's damp all week, to be fair, which is never a positive thing in life. Wet Monday, wet Tuesday, wet Wednesday, wet Thursday, dry Friday, Saturday, Sunday, according to BBC.
Oh, that'll do me.
Grez. Oh, sorry, I'm still on, aren't I? With my card he's got.
Someone's gone to the pub with your card. Fucking hell.
Can I just put it out there that he kept mithering me because he thought he's lost his card in the coloured kit the other week and messaged me almost every day of the week, have you got my card?
And it was in my boot bag.
And it was just in his boots. Just a mess.
An absolute he is a mess.
Right, okay, start with the Prem. Ashcombe Cheadle.
Ooh, Cheadle.
Yeah, Cheadle.
That was quick. Bagnall Stone.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bagnall, Billowell. Billowell's going to have a big debut. Go on, I'm believing.
Billowell, that's like Bagnall on a wet one.
Good exactly.
Burslem, Modishull.
Oh,
Burslem.
Probably, yeah, Burslem.
Rogie's going to get some Saturday, I reckon.
No.
Checkley Leek.
Ooh.
Checkley.
Check. No, Leek if they've got. What's his. Is it Thompson? I'm going to say Leek.
Longton Whitmore.
Longton.
How about this one then? Port Hill Meekins.
Port Hill up the boys. I'm backing them.
Yeah, I'm game
up for it. Up the Johnny Hancock.
Someone will win a game on Saturday. Right, Division 1 then. Audley Knipe.
Audley.
Beagle game, that will.
Yeah, it will. I'm going to go Audley just.
Home advantage.
Blythe Eccleshall.
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 Sorry, Toby Degg.
Hemheath, top tipper, Tony Degg.
Tony
Degg. Tony.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, Deggy. Tony Degg. Fuck my life. It's been a long week. Hemheath, Sandyford.
Hemheath.
Hemheath, yeah.
Lyseed versus Elwith.
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 Little Stoke versus Endon.
Endon.
I'm getting Little Stoke. I think Little Stoke are going to cause an upset because I really like Little Stoke.
I think Endon, but I'm going to back Little Stoke.
Woodley versus Castle.
Castle.
Wood Lane. Oh. Tomo's getting hit a ton. I'm backing.
Yeah, and they'll still lose.
Nah. Believe. Just for Tomo.
Right, Division 2 then. Barlaston Allsager.
Barlaston.
Caverswall Port Hill. Be a good game, that one.
Caverswall.
Norton and Ailes Meerith.
Norton and Ailes.
Might be one sided that.
Yeah. Meerith!
Nick Maskew, take a three for.
Nick Maskew is in the first team next week. I'll have money on it. So I've got to keep it in the family and say Meerith to spring the upset. What about this one then? Let's see if Chris Travers's prediction can hold up. Oakmore versus the boys. Bignall End.
The boys. I'm backing you boys, I am.
Oakmore.
On a very wet Oakmore.
What a dick.
Match fixing. No staff league watching. Match fixing, I tell you.
Sambach Stafford.
Where at?
Sandbatch.
At Sandbatch, Sandbatch.
Yeah, Sandbatch.
Silverdale versus Roe Park.
Sloggerdale.
Ooh, I mean, go against you, Roe Park.
Interesting. On to Division 3, Cheadle Seconds versus Crewe.
Louis Cheadle. Bacon's probably going to get a few, so Crewe.
Can Bacon sizzle and ensure he does not have a streaky innings?
Depends if they forfeit. Wow.
Yeah, don't forfeit, lads. And then go and play third team instead. Eccleshall Seconds versus Audley Seconds.
Eccleshall.
Eccleshall.
Meeking Seconds versus Longton Seconds. That'd be okay.
Meeking Seconds.
Longton.
Modishull Seconds. Hemheath Seconds.
Hemheath, yeah.
Stone Seconds versus Hanford.
Hanford.
Stone.
The boys, Wedgies.
Oh, fucking. Are they the boys, really? Come on.
Versus Checkley.
The boys. The boys. It's happening. It's happening. I'm
back. Ask Timchuk to get a duck.
Why? No need for that.
No, it's just facts.
Oh. Fucking Johnny's put a laughing face on. Wow, Johnny, wow.
Isn't he your new boss, Lal?
No, that's Brian.
I've heard Aid is now Brubage.
I've heard that Ash Timchuck's now your Ash Timchuck's bitch, basically.
Your superior.
Wow. He's your superior.
Sometimes, mate. He does make me a nice brew, though.
Well, he's just softening you up, isn't he, basically?
And is that it for the North Staffs?
Okay, that's it for the North Staffs, yeah.
Go on. Fair enough. Right, last thing, because it's a nice quick episode tonight. Instead of doing Room 101, because we haven't had any suggestions, we have had a question from someone asking, what would be your ideal cricket tea, as in what would you have on your plate for an ideal cricket tea?
I'm going to have to, let me get a pen and paper.
How many items are we going for? That's the big question.
Let's limit this to 6 items.
6 items, fucking hell. I'm gonna
curry, Chinese.
No.
It's
got to
be a proper cricket tea, you dirty yet.
Yeah, that's bad, that is.
Right.
You can't just name every takeaway.
Oat cake.
Yeah, what type though? What are you having on it?
It's probably going to be just cheese, because you're not going to have sausage and bacon, are you, really? A slice of pizza.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm struggling now. I love a samosa.
Hello. Fuck, you know, push boat out, lad.
Oh, what bap do I like? Ham and cheese bap.
Classic.
It's got to be a little chocolate on there, hasn't there? A little like...
mini rolls.
Yeah, we'll have a little mini roll on there, mate. And then... Yeah. Are we counting a brew as an item or not?
No, you can have that.
That's all right, then. I've got one more. No fruit, mate.
Oh, I've got mine nailed.
Got you nailed.
What fruit off?
You just I can't believe you just had to ask your girlfriend, what do I eat?
Wow.
What do I eat to survive?
What do you feed me?
Chips.
Yeah, I thought it'd be chips.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout, you know. I'm very similar here, too. I'm pizza oatcake, but just cheese oatcake for cricket.
Yeah.
Egg mayo bap I've gone for.
No.
Egg mayo and maybe a bit of cress. A little bit of cress. Wow. A bit of greenery.
This is the same one who doesn't eat teas. He just has like a bit of chicken and rice every week.
Athlete. Chips. Chicken nuggets. I've got.
Chicken nuggets. What a show.
Little nugs. A big fan of a nug. I've gone for a scone, jam and cream.
Ooh.
As my dessert. But I am also including a nice fruit selection. Fruit bowl.
No.
Potentially melon.
No.
Banana.
No.
Maybe also some pineapple.
Good shout. Solid.
That sounds about 12 items there, though, mate.
Yeah.
The fruit is all inclusive within the dessert section.
Low calories and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on then, Turner. What's
what's differing here, Turner?
Cheese oatcakes. I'm going to go for a good like roast bap, as in like a bit of pork or turkey with a bit of stuffing on it. Definitely.
Where are you having this, mate?
Mate, a couple of places have done them. I've had a couple of pork baps and beef baps. You have to go
somewhere
nice.
More pressingly, is anyone else... Well, no one else will be able to see this, but Turner, have you noticed that Lalo seems to be in total darkness? The power's gone off wherever he is.
Hang on, mate. Where's the light?
Oh.
I know times are hard, mate, but fuck me.
I don't know what this is.
But you're on good money at this new job, dude. Fucking hell. Tell Brian, pay you a bit more. Hey!
I've lost the picture completely now, so fucking internet's gone as well, sure.
So, what have I said? Oatcake, pork bap, chips, homemade sausage rolls.
Sausage roll, good shout.
Crew, they were beautiful.
Ooh.
I remember them.
I've been at Crew before when they've just bought chips with bread and butter, and that was absolutely incredible.
Definitely.
I was a big, big fan.
I'm going to go for a bit of fruit like Jono, preferably strawberries and pineapple. And then Victoria Sponge, big slice, proper homemade Victoria Sponge. That's what I'll be on.
Don't mind that, I can live with that.
I see.
No fruit for me, mate.
Well, we know that, peaceful hooligan, we know that.
Mm.
All right, lads, I think we've wrapped it up pretty quick and pretty to the point, to be fair. Hopefully next week there'll be a bit more cricket talk about, and not just that was cancelled because of COVID, that was cancelled because it pissed it down. So hopefully we do. We have actually a bit of cricket talk about. As always, it'd be great if everyone can obviously follow, share, subscribe, review, and all that jazz. Nice thumbs up from Jono. As always, give Woodstock a look at their website, get your kit from there. Nice clapping now. Johnny's got the clap.
I just discovered these little emojis. I don't want to go. Look, I'm sad. I don't want to go.
Sad. Dude's doing a slow clap. Obviously, I'm wasting his time. This is Billy Johnny's raising his hand. Good thing we don't put this on YouTube.
God, I'm to raise my hand to say goodbye. Thanks very much. Bat stickers, that's what I want to say.
Bat stickers, yes. Bat on stickers, to you, Johnny.
Yeah. Bat stickers. Get on the GoFundMe. We'll send you a set of bat stickers. We've only played two teams and both of them had bat stickers. So get your bat stickers, get the money sent in. Cry have sent us an absolutely amazing banner that we're going to have a picture with and we're going to put online. And it's going to look beautiful. So yeah, get yourself a bat sticker and help us raise some money for a very, very good cause. Please.
Exactly. And dude's raised his hand. I don't know if he wants to say something or if he's just learning all about how to use Skype.
Just learning, mate.
Lovely stuff. Well, I think we'll leave it there, boys. We'll be back next week. Good decision from Jono to mute Aid for the end of the show. Maybe we should just use that all the way through. It might be useful.
I don't know. I can't unmute him.
He's fucked. Wow. Dude is accusing people of being pedos. And I think with that, we'll call it good night. And we'll see you all next week for another episode of whatever this even classes as now. Cheers.
Down at Third Man, the cricket podcast, proudly supported by Woodstock Cricket.
Looking for a new cricket equipment partner for yourself or your club can sometimes be tricky. With so many options to choose from, how do you make the right choice? When you want quality, value and service, there really is only one place to start. For more than a decade, Woodstock Cricket have been producing award-winning, high-performance cricket bats from their Shropshire workshop. Matched with their classy soft goods, luggage and accessories, Woodstock Cricket really do tick all the boxes. Get in touch with Woodstock Cricket and find out why many loyal clubs, players and international customers can't be wrong at info@woodstockcricket.co.uk.